The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's Irish Racing Podcast time here again at William Hill, and I'm Andy Holding, going to be looking at a Dundalk 8-race programme. Yes, Dundalk. It's getting towards that time of year again when the Irish all-weather venue kicks into gear and we get an early taster of what it's going to be like in the next few weeks and months with an action-packed programme here tonight beginning at 3:40. Plenty of old favourites, good handicaps, particularly the 4:45 and 5:15 respectively, brought together many names that we know quite intimately now. Plus, scattered around that those two races, a decent programme which should hopefully bear fruit for us here this afternoon, stroke into the early part of the evening.
Race one.
We begin with the 3:40, as I said, with a 5-furlong contest, which is a rated race, and it brings together several or many horses here that have got some solid form at Dundalk here in the past. Not more so than the old Split the Atom and Over to You, and both of those two horses are likely to go well, particularly Mark Fahey's mare, Over to You. She's a pretty reliable performer here at Dundalk over 5 furlongs and got a good draw as well. So I pretty much anticipate her going very close. But the two to concentrate on here for me would be Duplication and, in particular, Ice Cold in Alex. Duplication is quite clearly going to be a warm order here, having run well on his only start on the turf the other day in a competitive handicap behind Polly Douglas, running on quite well from a bad draw that day. But backing behind the main protagonist that day was Ice Cold in Alex, and that's the reason why I'm giving Ken Condon's charge such a bold shout here, because that horse went down in the notebook as being particularly unlucky that day, and he justified that thought process with a victory next time out. The Curragh coming off the back of Strong Factions to get up to beat Snowstar and Enter the Red in a wild finish. Didn't quite get the 6 furlongs when running back at the Curragh the next day behind subsequent winner Ducky Mallon, but another good eye-catching performance by this 3-year-old the other day behind Magic Bear at Tipperary certainly suggested this horse isn't finished yet. His only run at Dundalk yielded a victory back in October 2016, so the Polytrack form's in the bag. And around about 4-1 top price this morning, off the back of Sound Fractions, Ice Cold in Alex can come through and spoil the party for favourite backers in the opener.
Race 2.
To race number 2 then, which is the 4:15. It's a 2-year-old contest over 6 furlongs, and all eyes will here be on Captain Vancouver, who went deeply into the notebook first time out at Galway on his opening salvo behind Yulon Gold Ferry and subsequent winner Quizzical, who led the colours of an Aidan O'Brien hot pot down at Garran Park 2 nights ago. That form has already taken a boost, and on the strict interpretation of that run, you'd like to think that with just normal improvement, he'd uphold the form with Dark Alova, who, of course, went into that contest with experience behind him with a couple of runs at Downrawl and Garran Park, respectively. Could have done with a slightly better draw, Michael O'Callaghan's charge, but Pat Smullen knows these boards particularly well here at Dundalk, so hopefully he can get him into a decent challenging position and stay on best of all down the straight. So Captain Vancouver hopefully will go 2 places better here this afternoon in that 4:15.
Race number 3.
The 4:45 then, and quite a tough and trappy race to get your head round. You could fancy 4 or 5 here and still probably not pick the winner. Holy Cat has been running in Patton Company on her last 3 starts, so this represents quite clearly a drop down in class. And off a mark of 93, you'd imagine that she'll be there or thereabouts, particularly if she's bred by an American dirt sire in the shape of Kitten's Joy. She makes the shortlist. James, he'll probably need the run after a long... he hasn't been on the track since February, and he's often quite a stuffy horse. So even though he's got plenty of form here at Dundalk, I couldn't really fancy him here today. Captain Power ran yesterday, so it's hardly expected to see him again. We could certainly give, or would have given, Shepherd's Purse a bigger shout, but unfortunately the draw's gone against him and that probably rules him out. So I'm left with Alfredo Arcano as my logical selection here from an each-way perspective. Ran about 5-1 this morning, and that looks a fairly safe each-way bet given his love affair for Dundalk. He's only once been out the frame in 6 starts, and he ran right up to his best form here behind Fizzy Friday on the last time when he set foot on the all-weather venue. Indeed, had he not reared coming out of the stalls that day and found himself a long way behind, he might have actually bettered his finishing position. He's been running really well on the turf recently, including that good run down in Leopardstown the other day when he was an eye-catching, strong finishing second. So he's maintaining his form quite well, this gelding by Arcano. But now going back to his happy hunting ground with a good draw, with Wayne Lorden on board, who gets on with him really well, I'd expect Alfredo Arcano to hit the frame at the very least.
Race 4.
On to the 5:15, then one of my strongest bets on the card here runs in the shape of Political Policy, who needs no introduction whatsoever for regulars here at this all-weather venue. He's been a real stalwart for the Cromwell team right from the word go. And his 8 victories in his career here at Dundalk have all been highly commendable performances, particularly on the speed figures. He hardly ever puts in a bad shift here at Dundalk. And albeit he ran slightly disappointing on his last 2 visits here, prior to that, he'd run a series of good races, including that 3rd behind Song of Love and Duchess of Florence back in February. He hasn't been in too bad form on the turf either, which gives him even more encouragement for those of us that fancy him today, because he won 3 starts ago at Navan, and he was an eye-catching staying on 3rd behind Apparition the other day in the Amateur Riders Derby at the Curragh. So he comes in here in great shape. He's got a good draw, mile and a quarter, mile and a half. Doesn't really make any difference to this fella. He's actually run well over a mile. So it's hard to see him not running well here, Political Policy. He often gives his best, and around about 9-1 this morning, top price, he'll do for me each way. On to the 5:45 then, which comes as an apprentice handicap over a mile. And without hesitation, I'm going to go with the solid in-form runner Tennessee Waltz to back up a couple of victories which he achieved here throughout the winter. So we obviously know he goes well at Dundalk, and he comes here via a victory at Cork last time out in pretty tenacious fashion when he overcame trouble in running and soft ground for the first time to win in the end quite snugly as he went past the line. And the ones in behind, the likes of Pure Action and Arbourfield, well, they also give that race a sound-looking platform. The other noticeable feature to his chances here today is that Killian Leonard gets on so well with him and maintains the ride, which has got to be seen as a positive. You know, that continuity of a jockey having ridden a horse quite regularly is often worth bearing in mind in a race of this nature. So Tennessee Waltz, who's got a decent draw, who likes a good pace, course and distance, where basically everything's in his favour today. So I'd expect a huge run from David Marnane's charge there in the 5:45.
Race number 6.
On to the 6:15 then, and we get another chance to see this highly promising filly by Galileo Hentz, who went into probably everyone's notebook with an eye-catching run at Cork the other day behind stable companion Magical. Now, clearly, connections were expecting Magical to win that race, because she was back from 4-6 to 2-5, and albeit she struggled to get ahead in front, she got the job done in the end. But back in 5th was this Hentz, who certainly wasn't given a hard time by Shabby Heffernan. And I'm laughing because it was such an eye-catching performance that it probably needs a little bit more detail on it. But all we can say is that this horse has got a huge amount of potential, huge amount of promise, and I expect her to be probably one of the better fillies towards the back end of the season, particularly as she gets distances beyond 7 furlongs. She's going to be a nice middle distance pet prospect for next season, and even at this very early stage you can see her running in lots of Oaks trials early on in the early part of next season. So Hentz should easily justify favouritism here today with that normal improvement often attached to the Aino O'Brien horses after their first run.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest then, which comes up at 6:45, and quite a wide and varied field here. Obviously, the Eagle's a very interesting runner, having not run so far this season and just had 2 promising efforts as a two-year-old, so keep an eye on the market for that one. And without hesitation, it makes no great surprise to me to say that the Great War would be favourite here, following his eye-catching run behind Com Gorgas the other day down in the Curragh, when he kept on well in the latter stages. And as is often the case, Michael O'Callaghan's horses always come under close scrutiny next time out if they run well when unfancied the previous run. Unfortunately, the Great Wall has got a bad draw here in stall 13, which is a little bit of a bugbear. So therefore, I'm probably looking for a little bit of sneaky each-way value against it. Now, Shinko Princess wouldn't normally jump off the page. A horse who's had 10 runs and has had quite a few chances, but possibility that this horse will hit the frame at the very least, because she actually ran quite eye-catchingly in that race that was won by Comgordis the other day. If you'd put an extra furlong to it, you can almost suggest that she might have even caused the front two or three, one or two problems had she got a much clearer run. She's also got some decent form here at Dundalk, having finished second and a respectable seventh in a very competitive handicap when last seen back in March. And from a good draw, I'd imagine that this horse will race quite prominently and be some kind of feature in the finish. So Shinko Princess, let's say one for the value hunters in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and although we've got a big field, there's not that many you can really strongly fancy here, so I'm going to play with the straight bat and go with the inform Eleuthera, who comes here off the back of two back-to-back victories at Gowran Park and Tipperary, respectively. On both occasions, she's travelled very strongly and was very strong in the finish in both contests, and her speed figure suggests that she's still improving at a rapid rate of knots. On top of that, she's got plenty of form here in the past at Dundalk, so obviously that gives us quite a bit of hope that she can convert that form on the turf to the all-weather surface. Nicely drawn, and with Donal O'Connor on board, who of course has ridden this horse to her last two victories, Johnny Levens' five-year-old is the automatic choice around about the 9-4 mark in the final contest. Thanks very much then for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again tomorrow evening when we're going to take a look at Tramore's seven-race flat card on the third day of their four-day festival. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.